out to Tim Myers, M-A-I-E-R-S, Director of Public Relations of Illinois Pork Producers.
And what's your name?
Nick Anderson with the Illinois Livestock Development Group.
Okay. I guess we'll just ask a few general questions, and I guess, you know, I can start with you, and then if you want to add anything. With the current kind of state of pork consumption and production in this country, why is it, you know, important for places like this to come up with, you know, as it fits into the grand scheme of how things look in that industry in this country?
Well, especially in Illinois, we're a corn and soybean state, and our big corn and soybeans' biggest consumer is livestock. So it makes sense to raise livestock close to where the corn and soybeans are. So when we see corn prices come down, livestock production looks a lot more attractive, away from that $7 corn we saw a couple years ago. So when we look at the Midwest and livestock production, especially pork production, we can raise this product in the best place we can with inputs and outputs. And by the way, we also have access to both coasts with product. We talked earlier tonight, this farm is going to produce over 18,000 pork loins that our consumers are going to consume. So Morgan County is going to feed a lot of people from its resources here in this farm. So it's really vital to rural America for jobs and infrastructure that these types of farms exist. And really, the market drives why pork production is in place, because the market demands a certain product. And then it goes to who can raise it the best way, and we found a way to do that in Illinois.
So having places like this makes a difference at the grocery store?
It does, because it's our efficient way of raising animals and making affordable, safe food product for consumers. And the closer we get to markets, much like the closer we get to our input costs of corn and soybeans, we can feed those supermarkets. And we've got Chicago and Indianapolis and St. Louis. We're in a great hot spot here to do that.
And if you look at export growth, we look long term. We know that pork is the most widely consumed meat in the world. And we look at the population growth long term, and pork exports have grown over the years for the U.S. So that's also a growth market, not only for locally in Illinois and the U.S., but also there's definitely potential growth for pork exports around the world, and the U.S. is definitely one of the key exporters of pork around the world as well too. So especially when you look at here where you sit, and with the Cargill plant not too far away, and you know, there's a lot of jobs that are associated with pork production, pork processing, pork exports. It all kind of ties together, and this is kind of a one part of that, definitely part of that process.
And the Six family, they have you talked earlier about, you know, this being the sixth generation. They're big into pork, and this is a good fit for, you know, having this facility with the family that's running it.
Yeah, definitely. So they've raised pigs. I know John started raising pigs, you know, when he first started farming, and a lot different than this. You know, pigs outside, and just the way we raised them back then. But the Six families really had pork production. Contract pork production to help allow their family members, their sons, to come back to the farm, and so that's really helped bring that next generation back. And now, you know, their kids are now running around here, and potentially could be the sixth generation down the road that would be to keep this farm going. So it's we've seen that a lot, that where land prices where they are and cash rents, and it's sometimes it's hard to bring back the next generation to the farm, and livestock production, especially pork production, allows a great opportunity to have family members come back to the farm, and that means a lot too, because then you get those family members back in our rural communities, involved in their civic organizations, giving back to the community, all those things that our communities are always looking for.
Facilities like this, is this the future of you know, big facilities containing, you know, livestock such as these? This kind of facility, is this what you can expect to see as they continue to get built in the future?
Well, I think it's been a trend the last 20 or 30 years. Sometimes we don't see it until we have an open house and people can really realize it. This is an average-sized farm that goes in the state of Illinois. There'll be a little bit bigger farms occasionally, but there are certain challenges that we're faced with. And if you think about the Six family, they will produce a certain amount of manure. We call it a nutrient. It's got N, P, and K in it. And we'll apply that back to our agricultural ground and grow soybeans and corn. There is a a limit on how much ground you need to have for a building. So this is a typical size building. I don't see them getting a lot bigger than this unless technology in the future allows us to utilize nutrients better or more efficiently. The great thing that Sixes look at with this farm is that they can produce their own fertilizer and they don't have to go to the commercial market to capture that. And they've got great access to farm ground here in a great agricultural area to grow crops. And if you think about Morgan County's history and its proximity to Beardstown, traditionally this was a huge livestock area from here all the way to Pike County. And society changed and production things changed and livestock went away from these areas, and this is the chance to bring it back. We're not naive to livestock in this area, other than a lot of people have moved on and gone out of business. This is a great opportunity to bring it back and a great opportunity to let the neighbors come back and see what we're doing. It's not just a white shed in the country that they don't know what's there. Great opportunity to come in and look at what happens, ask questions, and see the inside of a barn and what it means.
I think the other thing about this type of barn and the technology and things, just the care for the animals is so much better than what we had years ago, where, you know, we had pigs outside and they, you know, they changed with the temperature change and the harsh winters and feed and you know, this barn, the way it's set up, you know, there's automatic feeders, automatic waters, and just for the workers to care for the pigs, it's set up a way that you know, they can definitely care for these pigs, and the ventilation system and the air temperature, you know, there's just a lot of things that we've done to improve pig welfare, which we know translates to food safety and good quality pork. So we know if we treat the pigs well, we're going to get good quality pork, and consumers are going to be happy with that as well too. So that's another part of it. The environmental side is definitely a plus, but I think just the care that we can give the animals while they're here is definitely improved too.